You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stands by stands. I'm Augie.
And I'm Kayla. What are we talking about,
Kayla?
So this week, we're talking about songs that should have been a single. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Songs that you
it
hear.
Should have been
on...
a single. That was to the tune of Tori Kelly's "Should Have."
Yeah,
been
I was wondering if that was it, but I didn't.
I think I had it for the first millisecond, and then I just lost the note.
Should have been a single. Yeah. lost the key like Alicia, but yeah.
Oh God.
So yeah, we're talking about songs that should have been singles. You know that song on the album where you're like, damn, I would love to hear this all over the radio, See this video all the time. We're talking about those songs.
Yeah, and if you're today. Beyonce, just don't listen to this because we know you hate singles, so just skip this episode
because
girl, we can't
you
deal
are
with
here,
that.
Girl.
You hate promoting them, we get it. Like just I'm sorry, you need to just not listen to this episode.
Skip this one, girl. Go wait till the next one. But yeah, so that's what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. So do you want to go first?
Okay, so like I told you when I texted you that this was an idea that I had, I was listening to I Lied by Fifth Harmony. So this song is from their 727 album, which is their second like full-length album that they released last year. And so they kicked off the era with Work From Home, which is probably the best pop song in 2016. They followed it up with All In My Head, Flex, which I honestly am not a huge fan of that song. I don't know if that's a hot take or not among certain circles, but
a hot take.
I don't like it like that. Like,
oh
I just feel
God.
Like, so I don't think 727 was necessarily like full of songs that could be potential singles. Like there's some here and there that, you know, are better than others, but I just was like kind of disappointed that that was the follow-up single, especially to a song I felt like was as strong as Work From Home. Like, and so the song I think should have followed up and should have been the single after Work From Home is I Lied. Like I said, like I just think that as far as like the pop, you know, kind of lane they were trying to fill, I just think this was it kind of it filled that lane but almost like took it a little bit further because they were able to show off their vocals a little bit more than they did on Work From Home. I just feel like that song like did that really well, and like it would have been a really great like late summer early fall single. But they didn't do that, and I really will forever be salty that they didn't release that before Camila left, because I actually think she was kind of tolerable in that song, and that also is probably
really because I hate her in that song. Oh my God,
like,
I hate her in
like
that song.
That's like I'm annoyed that they, you know, I mean it's not my favorite, but like I do think that she was relatively tolerable, and that I would have liked to hear that as a single before she left. But so that's my
crazy.
First should have been a single.
Okay, that is like, whoo, that's full of hot takes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did not mean to come out swinging with the hot takes.
So, I'm going to go with Beyonce for this, for my first one.
Okay, glad you
So I do
want to
say,
episode.
You know, let me put a little asterisk, you know, and say, in a perfect world where Beyonce promotes albums and singles, I think that this song would have been huge, Don't Hurt Yourself. I just think that it would have been great to hear this all over the radio. I think it would have been played on urban radio, and that would have been a new sound, you know, for urban radio, because I mean it's Beyonce, so they're gonna play it anyway regardless of what it sounds like. So I just don't Hurt Yourself, I think it would have been a great single.
Would have thought of that for a single.
That might be a hot take.
I think it's a warm take. Yeah, we'll
maybe
give it that.
Yes,
I don't
so,
think it because yeah sorry go on
Go, no, go.
No, I was just, like, in my head getting frustrated again about how Beyonce hates singles. But I think she's in, like, a very privileged position in that she can dislike singles and, you know, the world of singles that we kind of have, that the music industry has kind of evolved into.
Yeah.
I totally understand why she dislikes it. But it's, like, in an age where, like, artists aren't, you know, being created to sell full albums, it's, like...
Yeah.
There's a lot of artists that have to bank on these singles to get heard. You know, they have to do the, you know, oh, I'm releasing 5 singles a year and I'm going to promote each and every one of them on Jimmy Fallon. Like, they have to do that because there's no other way to get seen and heard. And so I totally understand, like, you know, she has this whole thing where she's like, you know, yeah, artists are just out here releasing singles and then burning out. And, like, no one cares about a full project anymore. That's totally true. And I, like, respect her for trying to bring back, like, people appreciating, like, full projects. Totally.
But damn, girl,
that.
Give us something.
I know, but like, it's to the point where, like, if you go to her Wikipedia page for like Lemonade and how she promoted it, it just says the Formation World Tour. That's how she chose to promote like the singles, and she released several singles from that album. But like, she was just like, nah, I'm just not. And like, again, she doesn't have to. So she's in a position where she doesn't have to. So, you know, she can be on her throne, and she can make those like proclamations about how she dislikes singles and how she completely ignores all of that, you know, what's going on right now, because she's Beyonce. But I need to make sure we acknowledge that, like, not all artists are like in a place where they can kind of do that, you know. Mm-hmm. So but so I never yourself. Really would have thought of Don't Hurt Yourself as a single, so that's an interesting
I just see it like a summer song, right? Mm-hmm. So like, but different from what we're used to with a like a summer song where it's kind of like super, well, you know, upbeat and things like that, and you can like really dance to it, whereas this isn't really like a song that you'd want to dance to. It's just like one of those songs you want to like scream, you know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just I can always just like picture it, like, up next we have Don't Hurt Yourself by Beyonce, and then everybody's
I'm sure it got some rotation. Some plays somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But
of course.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she's Beyonce. But yeah.
Cool.
So what's your second one?
So I'm going to take it back a little bit. This is another girl group, should have been a single. Okay. Danity Kane. Say what you will about them and, you know, their drama, their music being great or not so great. But so they really only had 2 solid albums as like a 5 piece. And even from those albums, there were only a couple of singles that actually went anywhere. So for their second album, the 2 singles, I'm sure everyone remembers Damaged. That was like a huge song, probably one of their most successful. Really great single, really great lead single, similar to Fifth Harmony. They started off great. But then Danity Kane, they followed up Damaged with this song, Bad Girl, which, like, was not one of my favorite songs on the album. Like, I didn't really like it. The music video was cool. It actually featured Missy Elliott. But I just, like, wasn't into it. I think another really, really great pop song that, you know, and Destiny's Child. Danity Kane, I think one great thing that Diddy did do for them, like, one good thing he did for them was he set them up with really great producers.
Yeah.
So they actually have, like, really beautifully crafted pop songs. And they really took the time to, like, you know, understand each girl's vocal and kind of figure out how to make it blend. And they weren't that concerned with harmonies. But, like, when they did layer their voices, it sounded really great. I think their song off their second album, Sucker for Love, should have been the second single after Damaged. And I really think it would have given them a tad bit more longevity. And, I mean, everything was going to – it was destined to, like, burn anyway. But, like, it would have done much better, I think, than Bad Girl. It was just a much better song on all fronts to me. So Sucker for Love should have been a single off of Danity Kane's second album for sure. Okay. And not like the third single, but it should have replaced Bad Girl.
Okay.
So yeah, well, that is my second one. What's your next one?
I have a Fifth Harmony song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that they should have followed Work From Home with Scared of Happy.
Okay.
Listen, I love this song. I think this is my, like, Work From Home aside, it's my favorite on 727.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just love it. It follows the pop radio sound that we heard last year,
mm-hmm.
I think. And so, but it wasn't, like, annoying. To me, it's one of Fifth Harmony's best songs. Like,
wow.
Out of... Oh my God. Yeah. So I don't know if many people would agree with me. I feel like maybe 2 or 3 people would agree with me.
I feel like a good amount of people will.
Really? You think?
I mean, not necessarily that it, I don't know if about it being
one
like
of their
best song ever, but like their.
I think that if I had a top 5, it would be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it took me a lot of time to warm up to that song. I do think it would have been a better follow-up single than All in My Head. I totally agree on that front. But it did take me a little bit to warm up to it, but I can't really say much about, like, my favorite Fifth Harmony songs, because when I tell people how much I like Squeeze, apparently that's like,
oh my
that's
god,
that's a terrible like opinion to have. So I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna sit this one out. But like, yeah, I totally agree that like Scared of Happy would have been, I think I Lied would have been better, but I do think Scared of Happy would have been much better than
All in My Head.
And I mean, who, like, if you know that album, like, who doesn't scream like when used to be fearless? Like, who doesn't scream that out when it like plays? Ugh. Like, come on.
Amazing. I
great,
love that song.
Great song to sing along to.
So, what's your next one?
All right, so my next one is my girl Tinashe. Who, like, it's no secret that she's like had some really weak support from her label. And like I think they made really good like single choices when it came to like Two On, All Hands on Deck. Like, those were really solid singles, great. But something that really disappointed me was that Party Favors, which she released like in fall 2015, like that never became an official single. And actually the only reason it was released was because Tinashe leaked it, you know, to help promote her upcoming album, because her label was like not moving on releasing a single. So she actually kind of got in trouble by them because she was trying to make shit move, and like they weren't, because they were only thinking about, like, first of all, they were like stalling on like even choosing a song. And then when they were talking about choosing a song, it was all about like, okay, so like, what's the music video going to look like? Or like, what's the look going to be? Like, what vibe? Like, and she was just like, I just want my fans to hear the music. Like, that's what she's here for. And that's why I am really rooting for her, because I just respect her artistry so, so much. And she just really works her ass off. So anyway, she leaked Party Favors back in fall 2015. And it was more of like a buzz single than anything else. Like, the label never picked it up as an official single. And I think it was supposed to tease to Joyride, which is the album that still hasn't been released. But it did, Party Favors did end up on Night Ride, which was kind of like her in-between mixtape that had like 15 tracks. So it was technically a full-length album, but she's calling it like a mixtape, as she still kind of, you know, is waiting for the release of her full album. But I just think it was such a good song. Like, Party Favors, I think, was much better than, you know, some of the other singles they released instead, like Player featuring Chris Brown, Ride of Your Life, Company. I just think Party Favors, like, is so much better than all of those. It's sexy. It would have done really well on Rhythmic, and probably could have eventually, you know, crossed over to pop easily. But yeah, the version with Young Thug, that should have been a single. And yeah, I'm really sad that Tinashe still isn't getting the support that she deserves. But
one day I'm going to talk about how much I love her very first mixtape. One day, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all how much I love that mixtape. But it's not today.
Not today. So what's your next one?
So, honestly, I don't know. I'm just going to put my finger on the screen and pick one, because I did so many. Okay. So this is a song probably most of our listeners have never heard, but it's a Brandy song that came out around, I want to say, 2012-ish, with her album that came out. It's a track called Without You, and it's so good. Like, I think I only know one other person that knows this song, and I think it might be Sherelle. So shout out to Sherelle, because I think I think she knows this song. But yeah, Without You is so good, and I think it would have been really good, a really good song for Brandy to kind of do her little comeback thing with and get played on urban radio, and just kind of like have her name still be out there for new music, because I think. I was listening to a podcast a little while ago, and they talked about Brandy, and they just kind of said, she is kind of struggling with the fact that she wants to continue doing music, but people only want to hear her old music. And I feel like that's a big problem with artists that were like super huge back in the day and weren't able to like still have success like Beyonce or whatever. And I just think that this song would have been really good to play on like that, and would have played on urban radio easy. And I think people really would have really liked it if they would have been able to hear it. But I'm sure this album went like triple gum foil. So
I know it was pretty good though. Wasn't that the album with like the Chris Brown song feature?
I think so.
And she also had a song with Monica, but I can't like a new one, but I can't remember if that was on Brandy's album or Monica's recent.
I think that was on all of that was on that album. If it wasn't on the album, it was like buzz singles to try to like help hype the album or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was that's the song. I really, really, really like that song. And I think it would have done so well on like at least urban radio or whatever, but mm-hmm. we'll never know now.
We'll never know.
But yeah, I just want more for Brandy because like she's amazing. And like I feel like she never got the chance to really reach legend status like she should have been able to. And I feel like it's almost too late now.
Yeah, but I feel like part of that is because she's never really toured, right? Like, doesn't she have, like, insane stage fright that has been keeping her from touring? Which is, like, really sad when you think about it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that's obviously not the only factor. Like, it's not just her. I mean, we've talked a million times about, like, the direction R&B has gone and how it's kind of, you know, that genre and the artists within it aren't being as, you know, supported and stuff. And so, like, there's a lot of factors that I think that go into it. But, yeah, I definitely think it's, like, unfortunate. But I don't know. The way she's been acting out recently, I'm kind of just, like...
Yeah, she's a mess.
I'm not, like, that attached to her not being relevant anymore.
Yeah. I think I loved Brandy, like, back in the day. Like, I loved Moesha. I wanted to be Brandy.
I wanted to be Cinderella because of her. That, like, I didn't know. I didn't know the cartoon Disney. Like, it was all...
No.
Brandy.
I don't honestly like if you want to keep it 150 right now. I have never seen the
neither
Disney
have I.
Cinderella. I have never seen it.
Me neither.
I've only seen the Rodgers and
Hammerstein. And that's totally like I
can
totally
sing the entire soundtrack. Yeah, I mean I'm not look bippity boppity boo. I don't need it.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, so shout out to Brandy. You know, maybe she could start acting right and the universe will help her out a bit. I don't know. But yeah, so those were my three. I have a couple honorable mentions.
Go for it.
So back to Beyonce, goddammit. Standing on the Sun. Now, I know a lot of her fans hate her for this. Like, this song is the one that, like, a lot of her fans are, like, pissed at her for to this day. Like, this definitely should have been a single. Like, I love this song. It's such, like, this would have been the song that... brought that island sound back to radio and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and people wouldn't be crediting Drake for it. Like, this would have been the song.
Yeah.
But, you know, Beyonce, you know, she does whatever the hell she wants to do. She's like, fuck y'all, this is for H&M and only H&M.
That was so funny, because wasn't that also kind of around the height of the Behydration of 2013?
Yes.
That
yes.
was, like, so summer like, 2013 or something.
Yes. So, and it's like, oh, it's so annoying. Like, it's so annoying. Like, you know how she is, and it's still annoying when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And one other one is Stockholm Syndrome by One Direction.
Oh, my God.
Now,
yes.
Y'all know we have talked about this song before. We love this song on Fan of a Fan. And I think that it would have been a great single, you know, even though they were, like, falling apart at this point. I really love this song, and I think it would have been a good single. One of the good last singles, I think, for them. But no, they didn't. They didn't want to do it. They wanted to put out that trash, like, 80s rock shit that they've been doing. So, yeah. So, Stockholm Syndrome, One Direction. Did you have any honorable mentions?
I don't know. I don't know that I have any honorable mentions that I feel strongly enough to even mention.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I think, like, we talked in our Ariana Grande episode just about, like, I think those would be the other ones that I would, like, have mentioned. Because, honestly, Ariana is the only one that I get frustrated about besides Beyonce.
Yeah. So, you don't have any flops and faves for the week, right?
No.
But I have a fave.
Okay.
Just a fave. Kind of wanted to shout out some people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of cheesy, okay?
But, we love cheese here. We love cheese.
But I kind of just wanted to shout out all of the people that I talk to on Twitter. Like my favorite mutuals and stuff. The people that I'm in group chats with, you know. The person I do the podcast with, mm-hmm. you know. Just everyone, you know, that I really talk to and kind of like know me or whatever. Because I feel like I don't shout them out enough, and I feel like there are times when I don't really, like, this, no, it was a little while ago that we were all kind of just, like, having a conversation about feelings and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like sometimes I don't want to talk about that with people, you know, that I see all the time, like in real life or whatever.
Right.
So it's really nice to talk to people that, like, I've been, I guess, talking to for like 3 years now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
About, you know, real life things with people that aren't like judgmental and stuff. And it can be really therapeutic. So absolutely. I just wanted to shout everybody out in my little online community.
Online.
And it's, you know, people have been like meeting up and shit. So it's really nice. I hope to meet up with a couple people.
We should definitely make 2017 the year of like meeting more mutuals. And I feel like not just like us meeting people, but I think if you're listening, I mean, be safe about it, but like, try to like make those meetups happen, because these are definitely real friendships, and you know, but I mean, you don't have to listen to me. I don't know like why I'm trying to force this on you, but I just think it would be fun.
It is fun, man.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. I plan on going to Texas this summer to link up with a couple people, and I guess New York now instead of DC.
Yeah. Come through.
It's nice to meet up with people that you've been talking to for years at this point.
Absolutely.
So yeah, shout out to all the friends, you know?
Yeah.
All the friends.
What are our listeners called? Do we have a name? Like a
let's think of one really quick.
It's like you guys are just y'all.
Yeah, that's legit with the y'all, because that's what we say 1,000. Listen, if you want to play a drinking game, right, go to the very first episode and take a shot every time you hear one of us say y'all. I'm more than sure you'll pass out 5 minutes in, because my goodness.
I mean, look, I mean, we are both Louisiana girls, like,
yes,
I'm not apologizing for it, but yeah. That is
so
very
true.
Y'all.
We love y'all so
much. We love the y'alls.
If you want to follow the girl that makes all the amazing music in the beginning and the end of every episode, you can follow her on Twitter and SoundCloud at Your Girl DJ Magic, and you can follow her on everything else at the same at whatever.
Yes. So, yeah. And you can also follow the show at The Fan Podcast on Twitter and Tumblr. And if you look in the bio section, you'll see our personal Twitter accounts for each of us, and you can give us a follow there too. Yes. And yeah, also like maybe shoot us a rating on iTunes or like leave a review, because that's always like so much fun. I mean, it's just like, how else would you want to spend your evening? Like, I'm sure. Yeah, we appreciate y'all. Thank you so, so, so much for listening. And we will catch y'all next time. Cool.
Bye.